This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutan. On Saturday, a landslide at a construction site in Penang took the lives of 11 men and set off a storm of criticism of the state government. Criticism has come from many quarters, both from politically independent NGOs as well as political rivals. Much of the criticism turns on why the Pakatan-led state government approved the construction project despite a rejection by the Department of Environment. Natural Resources and Environment Minister called the actions of state authorities criminal for On the line is Zahril K. Johari, DAP Member of Parliament for the seat of Bukit Bandera in Penang. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I want to begin with that comment by the Minister. Was there criminal negligence involved in the approval of the project on the part of the Penang State Government?
Well, I think that's a very serious accusation by the Minister to make. I can assure you that whatever approval that was given by the state authorities, and in this case, we're talking about the City Council, Majlis Bandaraya Pulau Pinang, everything obviously follows all the appropriate procedures. And I can tell you in this particular development, approval was given by the council after taking into account views of 17 different technical departments, and most of these departments are federal government agencies, by the way. And out of the 17 departments, 16 approved and supported the development, including the Department of Minerals and Geoscience, which is an agency under the Natural and Resource Environment Ministry as well. And this is actually the agency responsible for mining activities, including the quarry and slope safety. So they actually gave the green light in December 2014. Therefore, I think it's very unfair to say that there is any criminal negligence. At the same time, out of the 17 departments, there was one which objected, and that was the Department of Environment, as you have already pointed out. Now, their objection was based on proximity to the quarry with no mention of the slope. So on this point, I think I believe the council was actually guided by precedents. The affordable home scheme in which the construction site accident occurred is actually not the closest development to the quarry. It's actually about 715 meters away from the blasting site in the quarry, which is actually well away from the 500-meter guideline set by the DOE itself. Now, there is actually a development, the Tar College, Tengku Abdurrahman College, a project which, you know, it's obviously closer, actually, at 589 meters, to the blasting site. And this was approved by the previous government and was also greenlit by the Department of Environment. There is actually another housing development which is even closer, 422 meters away, which was also approved by the previous government. So I think it's a bit, it's strange to see the double standards being applied to this particular development when other projects were approved by the DOE and by the previous government, which were actually closer to the blasting site.
I mean, the framing that we see in much of the media does seem to put on one hand the rejection by the DOE against the approval by the state government. But what we do, I guess, at this point know is that the state government is committed to a commission of inquiry. But at the same time, we have media reports that suggest that activists are concerned that the inquiry itself might be too narrow and focused on just occupational safety aspects of the construction, for construction workers and such. What exactly will the terms of this commission of inquiry be, and will it quell concerns that it would not be broad enough and take into consideration all chain of command going from top to bottom?
Sure. Well, firstly, the exact terms of reference will be decided by the state exco meeting, which will take place tomorrow, Wednesday. However, at the same time, what I can assure is that there will be no cover-up. In fact, the state government was very, very quick and decisive in acting. I think within hours, the chief minister was on the scene. I was there right from the beginning, right after we received the call. I was there for 48 hours, personally trying to help coordinate the search and, helping with the coordination of the search and rescue. It was obviously a very tedious process. We had hundreds of personnel from the Bomba, from the civil defense, the police. And the state, I have to say, acted very quickly and decisively. Immediately, there was an announcement of a commission of inquiry. And I believe the purpose of the commission of inquiry is to get to the bottom of it, is to find out exactly why and how the incident occurred. And we want to know, as much as anyone else, as much as the public, we want to know. And if there was professional negligence involved, action will be taken. And at the same time, the state also acted immediately to issue a stop work order and went further to actually blacklist the consultants and the contractors involved in the project pending the outcome of the Commission of Inquiry. And yesterday, the state also ordered the council to lodge a police report to investigate the possibility of professional negligence in the case of these construction sites.
Now, you know, and yet it seems, OIB, that there's skepticism, at least in reports coming from activists. And while this strategy might or might not be related to the question of hillside development, there seems to be quite a bit of criticism of the Penang state government's record. This is evidenced in the setting up of the Penang Hills Watch Initiative. Why is it that the report suggests that there's a lack of trust in the Penang state government when it comes to issues of development and sustainable development of that?
I wouldn't say there's a lack of trust. I think there are certain groups and certain people who have for many years, and this is not just against our government, this has been for decades, been against certain kinds of development and have always raised concerns about environmental issues and so on and so forth. And this is fine. We obviously accept that there are people with differing views and there are people obviously with opinions on development issues. But rest assured, again, that whenever any development is considered and approved, all views are taken into consideration. And obviously where there are valid concerns, they are addressed. And of course, when you talk about hillside development, hill slope development, everything gets very emotional. But I think we have also to be very objective about looking at the situation. So, for example, this site in question, it's been zoned as residential development. It's been zoned since 1972. The quarry has been there since the 1960s. So it's not even us who decided, okay, we should make this area residential and zone it as such. And it was already zoned as such. And the project actually involves a slopes with a gradient of around 20 degrees, which actually makes it a Category 2 slope according to national guidelines. And the land contour of the project is between 18 meters to 40 meters, which is well within acceptable limits. I mean, there's no way the Penang state government would approve any project that is against guidelines and against limits. So therefore, a Category 2 slope at 40 meters means that the project land is technically classified as lowland, tanah rendah, and not hill land, tanah bukit. So it's technically not even a hill slope development in the strict sense, in the strict technical sense. And actually, Penang, I think it's also worth noting that Penang has stricter hill slope development guidelines compared to national. We actually do not approve any developments on hill land above 76 meters, whereas the national guidelines use 300 meters as the limit.
Last question for you, YB. The issue of political passions, and you say that, you know, the hillside development is a very emotive one. Do you think the government of Penang, led by your party, the DAP, is going to suffer as a consequence in the run-up to the next general election from this particular tragedy that's claimed 11 lives?
Well, I think judging from the media, the way the media is portraying the incident, and a lot of the misinformation that is going out there, I think there is a concerted attempt to obviously lay the blame on the incident on the Penang state government. And I think, then it is obviously our responsibility as well to try to explain as much as possible, to get the right information out there. And we hope that whatever judgments and whatever decisions people make will be based on having information from both sides and having the right information. So obviously what we are facing is a perception war and a media war. And of course, this is what makes things a bit tricky and a bit difficult.
Thank you very much. That was Zairil K. Johari, DAP Member of Parliament for the seat of Bukit Bendera in Penang. He's also Assistant National Publicity Secretary for the DAP and a Fellow of the Penang Institute. We'll be back with more business news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.